Recording 9.3. Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Thatcher, and I am here today to talk to you about marketing. Many of you are business students who want to be successful. The big question is, how can you be sure that you will be successful in your business? One of the most important aspects of a successful business is marketing. What is marketing? To put it simply, marketing is promoting and selling products. Researching and advertising are also part of marketing. Basically, marketing is getting people interested in your product or service. The better you are at marketing, the higher chance you have at being successful. A lot of people often forget to consider marketing in business. They create a product or service and begin offering it and expect people to buy it. What's the problem with this idea? How can someone buy what you're selling if they don't know about it? Marketing allows you to have a demand for the supply you plan to have. This is how you can be successful. For example, did you know that most customers use their phone to find information about businesses? That's why social media is the number one method used by marketers. Also, since 2017, around half of all global website traffic was done on a phone. For this reason, 64% of website marketers recommend spending money and time to make your website work well on phones. If a business didn't know this information, they might not be able to find people who want their product. So today, you are going to learn about the 6 P's of marketing. To start, let's talk about product. The product or service you are offering is the most important part of your business. The product you are selling needs to meet certain qualifications before you decide to dedicate your time, money, energy, and life to it. Is the product you are selling something people will want to buy? Is it solving a problem? And is it doing a better job than other products that are similar? This is important, because if your product isn't better than what is already available, why would anyone buy it? Think about creating a service that is unique but desired. If you're not sure whether people would buy your product, you can always survey people about their opinions. Next, we need to consider the price of your product. Charging too much in comparison to other products could mean that you don't sell enough to be successful in continuing your business. You also don't want to charge too little because you could lose money. You have to consider how much it costs to make the product, promote it, and continue to produce more of it. However, you could decide to have promotions or discounts to attract more people to your product. This is a great way to get the word out about your product and gain more customers. Our fourth part is place. Where you sell your product is important to its success. If you try to sell a video game, for example, at a farmer's market, but the people who go there aren't interested in video games, you won't be able to sell what you need. Make sure you understand where your customers are most likely to look for your product. This will make it easier for them to find the product and for you to sell it. Now, people are going to be the focus of your success. This doesn't only mean your customers. It also includes the people who are working for you, such as the people who make the product, the people who sell it, and especially the people who work in your customer service department. Customer service can be the downfall of any company. Your customers expect your customer service to be knowledgeable and friendly. Otherwise, it won't matter how great your product is, they will choose to do business elsewhere. Take care of your people so they can take care of your customers. Then we move on to process. How are you going to send your product to your customer? In today's world, with online shopping, there are plenty of options to choose from. However, it isn't just about the company you choose for shipping online orders. Your packaging could be a way to show your customers what your company stands for. Are you using environmentally friendly packaging? Are you trying to reduce the carbon footprint? You'd be surprised how many people are willing to pay a little more for a similar product that shows they care about the environment. In fact, customers are about 4 times more loyal to eco-friendly businesses. Finally, our last step is physical evidence. This is how customers and future customers know that your product is real. Scammers are a serious problem, and with the internet, it is really easy to pretend to sell a product that doesn't exist. Make sure you have a way to prove that you are a legitimate company and that the product customers buy will be received. Having a physical store can be a great physical evidence. However, if you don't have the revenue for that, a good functional website will be enough. You can also send receipts or follow-up emails to show that you are a real company. This will also increase the chances of having returning customers. All six P's of marketing can help you be successful when you begin your journey in business. I hope you all found the information helpful. Are there any questions?